Vi presentiamo ora
Eclettica.
Le trasmissioni proseguono ora a diffusione regionale.
Spettacolo di cartoni animati.
Set three places at the dinner table. One for me, one for the Lord, and one for the devil. For pleasant conversations, spinning records that we love. Music in the air, and food is in the oven. The revenue than the way it sounds. He says dollars make more sense as he puffs a cigarette. If the words don't make you famous, pretty faces do the rest.
We need to close the shipyard in your district. The BRAC hearing is tomorrow. You won't put up your usual fight. You have zero testimony to add.
I can't do that.
Yes, you can, Peter.
I spent months on that testimony. I lobbied the commission, my entire office.
I'm sure you've done splendid work, but unfortunately it can't come to fruition.
Why?
Politics. This force is bigger than either of us at play here.
It's 12,000 jobs.
I know, it's a shame.
Keeping that shipyard open is what got me elected. Those people are my friends.
I'm not here to debate this, Peter. The base will close. The only question is, will you make it a swift death or a painful one?
No way. I won't sit on my hands.
I sympathize that this is going to be difficult for you. And I don't know how yet, but I will make it up to you, Peter. I'm a powerful friend to have right now. Perhaps your only friend. So don't defy me. Love of family. Most politicians are permanently chained to that slogan, family values. But when you cozy up to hookers and I find out, I will make that hypocrisy hurt.
Derivazione a stelle e strisce dell'omonima miniserie televisiva britannica, prodotta nel 1990 dalla BBC e tratta dal romanzo di Michael Dobbs, House of Cards rappresenta forse il più citato, premiato, osannato show degli ultimi anni, per molte valide ragioni. La prima risiede proprio nell'aver evitato di definirlo show televisivo, giacché, sebbene in Italia sia trasmessa dall'eccellente canale Pay Sky Atlantic, si tratta di una produzione Netflix. Netflix ha dato il via al progetto programmando da subito due stagioni da 13 episodi l'una. Una visione a lungo termine che ha donato alla serie nuove prospettive e maggiore continuità drammaturgica, soprattutto grazie alla straordinaria sceneggiatura di Bo Willimon, autore dei migliori dialoghi uditi sul piccolo schermo, quantomeno nelle prime due stagioni.
Essere stata una costosa distillazione, la marea del mare. Il cielo è più professionale. Premedita a se stesso. Il tempo, questo tempo, è inaffidabile. Vengono giù gelati.
Claire. You wouldn't return my calls. I'll be back. My attorney said that I shouldn't be in contact with you. Blue Cross said my insurance was canceled.
Oh?
The severance package gave me health coverage for up to a year.
That sounds right.
So there must be some kind of mistake.
Well, you'll have to talk to the insurance company.
I did. They said it was terminated. They can't reinstate it without the employer's approval.
And you want me to get involved?
There's medication that I need that I can't get unless it goes through my HMO.
Oh, I'm well aware. I reviewed your records.
What?
You signed a consent form.
No, I didn't. You forged my signature?
Did a Mrs. Applebaum pay you a visit?
You realize what you're doing is
civil, not criminal.
Have you thought this out? Because when we go to court...
You mean 6 months from now? You're expecting in four, no? That's 4 months without the medicine you need. I'm willing to let your child wither and die inside you if that's what's required. But neither of us wants that. Now tell me, am I really the sort of enemy you want to make? But here's the alternative. This office, the staff, $22 million a year could be yours. The CWI could be yours, and you and me, we wash our hands of each other.
You're trying to buy me?
No. When we first met, I promised to empower you. I'm fulfilling that promise.
How do I get screwed?
You don't. I resign, you take my place.
No strings?
None.
Break down. Ooh.
Becky da Kammerspiel nei lunghi scambi tra il protagonista Underwood e il suo alter ego femminile, la moglie Claire. Match dialettici in interni eleganti, carezzati da una fotografia naturale che alterna freddo grigio-azzurro a rari colori ocra. House of Cards impone un approccio attento, non facile per un pubblico abituato a schemi più elementari e poco avvezzo ai meccanismi politici americani, ma una volta risucchiati dall'ossessiva ambizione dei protagonisti è impossibile smettere. Va anche detto che, in quanto a cinismo ed ipocrisia in politica, noi italiani siamo degli intenditori. Non a caso la serie viene spesso, e spesso a sproposito, citata da vari politici che, peraltro, ne fraintendono il significato in senso positivo ed autoassolutorio. Ma anche al di fuori del nostro paese, House of Cards sembra essere divenuto un feticcio, se perfino Obama la cita ripetutamente. Una serie che dunque supera il confine dello schermo, l'ambito dello spettacolo, per diventare riferimento culturale, modo di dire, strumento per decrittare le manovre di potere e l'anima stessa dei potenti.
Profumo di vinile.
You accuse me of breaking the rules, and I tell you, I am playing by the rules. The very rules that you and I all agreed upon. The very rules that you and I all wrote together. So, yes, I'm guilty as hell, but then so are all of you. Yes, the system is corrupt, but you wanted a guardian at the gate like me, and why? Because you know I will do whatever it takes. And you have all enjoyed it, been party to it, and benefited by it.
Oh, don't deny it. You've loved it. You don't actually need me to stand for anything. You just need me to stand. To be the strong man, the man of action. My God, you're addicted to action and slogans. It doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter what I do. Just as long as I'm doing something, you're happy to be along for the ride. And frankly, I don't blame you. With all the foolishness and indecision in your lives, why not a man like me? I don't apologize. In the end, I don't care whether you love me or you hate me, just as long as I win. The deck is stacked. The rules are rigged. Welcome to the death of the age of reason. There is no right or wrong. Not anymore. There's only being in and then being out.
Giulio Caperdoni ha presentato il 21esimo volume di Eclettica. Nella seconda parte vi ha letto le parole da House of Cards, gli intrighi del potere, di Giovanni Romani. Vi ha mostrato le immagini da House of Cards, ideata da Bo Willimon, e vi ha fatto ascoltare le seguenti canzoni: O Jeremiah con Dinner Conversations, Cage the Elephant con Cold Cold Cold, Spartiti con Ecco i negozi, The Dears con All the Hail Marys e in profumo di vinile The Pentangle con Lucky 13. Il mio indirizzo di mail è giulio@rockfamily.it. Su Facebook trovate la fanpage Eclettica all'indirizzo facebook.com/eclettici. Trovate Eclettica anche su Mixcloud e TuneIn, ma soprattutto cercate il sito eclettica.rockfamily.it. Alla prossima!
Cari amici, il vostro programma è terminato. Vi diamo appuntamento a domani alla stessa ora. Cari amici, il vostro programma è terminato. Arrivederci.
La Fondazione Arezzo Wave Italia ha presentato Eclettica, ideata e condotta da Giulio Caperdoni.